have a competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Johnny B, how much there is to see? Just open your
eyes and listen to me. Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
I'll give you some Johnny.
Alright guys, let's use the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone. It's time to find out what Anna has Googled this week, because it's a benchmark, and people love benchmarks.
Country. You like country?
Oopsies.
That's the kind of music I like.
Oh, I love getting down country style.
Now back to Country Mornings with Huckleberry and friends on the new hot country 102.5.
Every one of us were Americans and we're fat.
Man, I love country.
Now, it's time for your Country Morning post-up.
Yeah, doggies! I'll tell you what, boy. Whichever idiot hit the wrong sounder, what a goddamn idiot. This is your boy Huckleberry. I got my crew with me. Thanks to that fatso Johnny B for letting us take over for a few minutes. We really appreciate it. It is Hot Country 102.5 The Country Bone, and we're here to do our Country Morning Radio program for you sons of bitches. That's right. In the studio with me, of course, one of the dirtiest, filthiest, nastiest, dumbest whores I've ever met in my life. Her name is Moccasin Girl.
Howdy.
How you doing, Moccasins?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking.
Oh, great. That's great. I noticed you're wearing your bra on the outside of your shirt.
You don't like it?
I think you're a little crazy.
Okay,
good for you. Good
Thank
for you.
You.
I like it. You have an arrow pointed in the middle that says nipple here.
In the middle?
In the middle.
I thought it was underneath.
You know. Over there, sitting as far away as possible because he smells like his name, Outhouse Boy.
How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm trying to fight the urge to kick you straight in your nuts like I always do.
Everybody does that.
Yep, sure do. In the studio with us, we have a couple of special guests that are in town for an engagement, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my man, all the way from Wyoming, Spit Bucket.
Hi, Huckleberry. What's going on, man?
Oh, Spit Bucket, you look great today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I feel great, man. It's good to be in Tampa Bay. I love it here, man. It's awesome, man.
I like it, too, man. Yeah. Anything to get out of Wyoming, am I right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's got to be just... like suicide alert all the time, right?
Oh yeah, it's bad. And plus, you know, I got those charges over there I'm trying to get away from. So, you know,
I understand. Trust me, I got a couple on mine also. Coming all the way from locally here, kind of locally, from the Notasiasa, a guy that's been firing up his Country Morning podcast. At first I wanted to send somebody over and whip his ass because I don't need any competition, but then I figured out it's not competition. Let's invite a man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Trailer Tom. What's up, Trailer Tom? How are you?
I'm good there, Huckleberry. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, nice. How's everything going over at the Camelot Mobile Home Park in Thanosa?
You know what? We just added a back porch.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
I tell you right now, I feel like I'm living life.
That is great. This next segment is brought to you by Pete's Pork and Beans. You can find Pete's Pork and Beans anywhere they sell pork and beans. Pete's Pork and Beans, made by hand, never used pots or any kind of utensils. Pete grabs the beans, makes them in his hands, puts them in a bowl, and you eat them up. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find them at major flea markets all over the Central Florida area. Pete's Pork and Beans, thank you for the sponsorship. Now, we're going to post up a song. Now, do you understand how posting up works? You do radio in Wyoming, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, man, we know how to post in Wyoming,
okay,
man.
Okay, that's one of my charts.
We have radios. Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
What you do is you talk until the other guy starts talking.
Thank you. Yes. You have to intro the song without speaking over lyrics.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
that's how true professionals do it.
Absolutely.
Trailer Tom, do you understand how this game is played?
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Oh, God damn it. Look at that guy. He's just touching himself on his junk area.
He should be the new outhouse boy.
Why is your microphone on again? All right, look, here we go.
All right.
We're going to take I've picked a song randomly. It's Luke Bryan's Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day.
That's a long title. Yeah.
Well, it's a long penis. This is pretty much how I live my life. It's my motto, which is hunting, fishing, and loving every day. Moccasin girl. Who wants to post this up first? Anybody? Yeah, raise your hands. Anybody?
I'll go first.
Oh, tell Trailer Tom.
Trailer Tom.
The only rules are you have to mention what radio station and program this is. Maybe talk about the weather in the town you live in and everything else. You know, it's Country Morning Radio. And get that post in. Here we go.
Right.
It's Luke Bryan's Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day. It's Trailer Tom.
Well, we're looking at some nice weather coming down. Of course, this is 102.5 Hot Country. You know, I just added that new back porch, and the sheep are very happy about that. This is Luke Bryant.
You
said. Oh, man.
I was close.
Go back to your trailer.
Oh, don't be mean. He's a guest. Jesus.
I was real close.
No, she's right. Go back to your trailer.
I was only like 25% kidding.
That's horrible. I understand. You don't even understand numbers, but I appreciate you trying to sound smart. Spit Bucket, are you ready?
Man.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready to hit that post, man.
Okay.
Let's go, Huckleberry. Come on.
Here we go. Luke Bryan, Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day.
It's your buddy Spit Bucket on 102.5 Hot Country. Coming up at 6, it's your chance to win tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, and some dildo. No!
That was way too long.
Wow. You tried, man. You got to get in there before whoa's happen. Moccasin, you are being such a mean little dirty bitch today. I have the biggest boner I've had in my life.
Good.
Take a look. Are y'all gonna...
I can't see. I have cataracts.
That sucks. Which one are you going now?
I'll do it.
Oh, snap. Okay, here we go. Moccasin Girl, show people how it's done.
Are you a fan of the Electoral College because you had no idea what the hell it was, but now you do because Trump? Well, you're going to love this song by Luke Bryan called It's a Song.
Oh. That was close.
That was close. You're almost there.
You kind of got to get the name of the song right.
I said it was a song.
Yeah, I understand.
Wasn't wrong.
You almost win by default, but you still effed it up really, really bad. Poop face.
I'll poop it up for you. All right.
Jesus Christ, I hate affirmative action. Why did they make me have to have this guy on my program? I hate it. All right, go ahead. See what you can do.
Yeah. Oh, good morning with the hot. Country 102.5 Bone. We got some crazy guy that I never do any of this stuff. Called Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Jesus Christ, man.
People like this.
Why? Yes. Yes.
Spit Bucket, you dang right. They like it.
I don't know why they like it, but they like it. I swear to God, man. Every time Johnny B tells me, hey, man, y'all got to come in and do this thing. And I go, why? Don't you have content? And he goes, look, I don't understand. I got plenty of content, but people like this dumbass. And then they call me in, and there it is. And they give me a pizza. I ain't going to lie to you. Some guy named Marcello or something.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jagero's or something. Yep. They just give me pizza from that guy, and it's the most delicious goddamn thing I ever put in my country mouth. And so we do it every damn week for pizza there and peel the damn curtain back. Let me show you some of the bitches how a real professional does it. Good morning, everybody. 67 degrees, and I'm feeling hot. Why? Because it's Hot Country 102.5. Here's my man, Luke Bryan, with some hunting, fishing, and loving every day.
Whoa.
Dang.
The king.
Damn it.
Hey, the king.
Damn it.
Yeah. I'm the king of the goddamn world.
You got it.
All of y'all suck ass.
Wild, Huckleberry.
Yes. Let's get out of here and make room for Fatso and his stupid people. Hot Country 102.5. Huckleberry Show, bitch.
He raps, he sings, he does stand-up, and plays iPhone trivia games until his legs are completely asleep while he's on the toilet. Yeah, he's just that awesome. It's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. If you want to join in on this last little bit we got with you on this three-hour extravaganza. Almost over already. Sad. I will be out at the Epicurean plating for Real Real Chefs. If you want to come out for Foodies Night Out, all the money that from the tickets is going to the right places. So make sure you check out voodoochef.com. That is my crew, the Voodoo Crew. There's only a few of us in the area, 76 of us now that I'm part of them. I'm just saying, I'm not bragging, I'm not trying to boast, but these guys really know how to make breakfast toast. Pants Party Radio in the building.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man. Having a blast today.
Anytime I can have you in here, it's obligatory for me to give you a phone call. I have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I always love having you.
That country morning post up thing is just hilarious.
It's so stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever done in radio. But for some reason, people love it.
Anytime I think I've got it, I figured out radio.
Yeah.
Like 3 years in, I'm like, dude, I finally get it.
Yep.
Then we'll do a bit like that, and people take to it and love it. And I go, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Just like your Mama Joke Friday on the BDRS.
Oh, yeah.
People coming up to me at the punch out going, dude, man, y'all gotta do more of your mama jokes.
Everybody loves your mama jokes.
It is, you know, kind of like my field of expertise, making fun of people's mommies and everything. But I just feel like people are doing so much more compelling radio. People are really, hitting topics and doing things, from a social standpoint. More intelligent than me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess people in their cars just want to hear fart noises and your mama jokes sometimes.
I'm okay with it.
We have some guys in the studio, all friends of mine, that have somehow jumped the ranks of so many people working so hard to get their foot in the door into talk radio. And they will be debuting tonight from 1 year of podcasting to Real Raw Radio, number one radio station in all of Tampa Bay for a reason. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know these guys. You love these guys because of all their hard work behind the scenes and sometimes actually on mic during some of the greatest shows on the station, like Drew Garabo Live and the Mike Calta Show. And, of course, the BDRS from time to time and the Johnny B Show and whatnot. Ladies and gentlemen, John Sinning, a.k.a. Promo John. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Yeah, John Brennan loves a nice HJ. What can I say?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gravedigger. He is also one of the hardest working men in all of radio. And he does a lot of work with Bone TV for Drew Garabo Live. So when you're watching Bone TV and you see the greatness going on, it's total Gravedigger work right there. He's actually manning the controls with his penis.
Hey, did you guys have a stripper in here earlier? Because there is glitter all over this table.
A cat named Mo had I don't know if she was a stripper, but she was a girl with a dress. And
she had like pink hair, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that was one of them with like red hair.
Yeah.
But apparently she was sweating glitter what was happening.
I thought I smelt it too.
Yeah, I can still smell a little like lingering.
That's fine.
Her.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, I don't know. he was, it was a light day for Mo. He only had 14 guests in. So it was.
Are those counting Twitter followers or are those?
Yeah. Yes. I wonder who's been on Drew Garabo Live that I can get this week. SBK was also here again. I said, you need to start getting paid, man.
That's where the glitter's coming
from. You start getting paid by Mo. You're here every weekend.
I think SBK is just going to take over that show.
Oh, you think?
One day they're just going to tell Mo to stop coming in. And it'll just be SBK on Saturdays.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I love Mo, so I don't know if it'd be funny.
But I love SBK, so it'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Are you saying black people are just interchangeable? John Sunning?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Because I can't support that here on 102.5 The Bone.
SBK has just become more of a pivotal part of Mo's show on a regular basis, so I didn't know if there was anything to read into there. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting.
Here's what I think. I think that people were expecting to hear a black guy when they tuned into Mo's show, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So he brought SBK
in. An actual black guy.
Absolutely. Yep. He's like, all right, let's go to a real black guy. Thanks, Mo. And then he does his funny thing and everything else. Yeah, Mo's gone. He's gone. He's going to be gone.
He had a good run.
Yeah. SBK on Saturdays, noon to 3. I'm kidding, of course. he's listening right now. He's like,
yeah, son of a bitch. I got married a week ago and already trashed me on the radio. I hate you so much.
So you guys, also, the guy that got his ass kicked by Hoppy, Jake is here.
Oh, man.
Which we will be addressing that.
People are going to want to know, did you take the fall because he's Hoppy, or did he win fair and square?
I mean, you'll have to tune in at 6 o'clock to find out.
There
Look
you
at that,
go.
He's already Boom. Teasing.
Proper
that.
Cheese, yeah. man.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I will say this. As a guy that was podcasting for several years, I was even podcasting before it was even cool. You know, I started podcasting in 2006, 2007. Yeah. It is a culture shock. It's a little bit different, real radio, from being able to say whatever you want to say on a podcast.
Right, right, yeah.
And then having to format break times and segments and everything else, and knowing not to say the certain things about certain things that can get you completely tossed out.
And you have to deal with Avo.
Yes.
On a podcast, you don't have to deal with Avo.
Yeah, he will take up all your phone lines with different phone numbers and things like that. So.
I'm hoping that he has no interest in our show.
He does.
I have somehow managed to resolve a lot with him. I had a peace treaty of sorts with him one night because I saw him out somewhere, and he poured his heart out to me. It was just laden with grizzle and yuckiness and cigarettes, but he did. He poured it out to me, and I kind of felt bad, and I kind of squashed our beef.
I actually have a newfound soft spot for Avo because a couple weeks ago I actually met his mother. So when you realize that there's a real woman who gave birth to that.
He didn't just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I mean it kind of made him seem like a real person, and she was a lovely lady. Like, it's hard to believe that came from that. But
So his dad had to be a complete mess, right?
I would think so.
Is his dad still in the picture?
Is his dad human?
Yeah. That's the question to ask.
That's a real question. So what do you guys, you have a 2-hour show tonight, 6 to 8. It's the Crowded Takeover, because obviously the Crowded Table is a podcast, so you're going to have your own identity.
Yeah, I think there's a few different reasons why we're choosing to kind of rebrand the radio side of things. But we are entitling this, at least for the immediate future, the Crowded Takeover.
I like it. And you have a plan in place?
Oh, we have a very plan. Yeah, we've been here for about 4 hours before this. So
you were here way before me.
Yeah, we do have a plan. We've got a lot of good stuff lined up. Mike Olivero has been kind enough to give us a couple giveaways.
That son of a bitch. Yeah. He promised me giveaways today. I saw him
I knew that was going to happen. Part of me was not going to say anything.
He told me originally, because I asked him, and he said, I can't give you giveaways unless I give Johnny B and Mo giveaways. And I said, give them giveaways. And he said, I'll see what I can do.
Uh-huh. So, you know what? You know what he saw? Nothing. You know what he saw? Nothing. You know what you see for me? Me participating in every live event ever! Oh, you want to put me in crack town on the curb? Do it!
It could have been, I will say, just to tout ourselves a little bit, Jake, Dennis, and I yesterday all worked like a 17-and-a-half-hour day from 3:30 in the morning till about 8:30 at night. So I think that had something to do with that terrible day. He felt guilty for us, so decided to give us something to give away on our show today.
Well, that and Johnny, you're enough of a draw by yourself, I think, when you go out, that they don't feel the need to you know, give you.
I like the ass kissing.
Prize.
That's good. The ass kissing will keep you around for a minute. I ain't gonna lie to you. My entire face smells like Calta and Garabo ass so much. It's a good smell, but I get it. No, I did see Olivero the other day, and he brought it up, not me. He goes, hey, I'm going to make sure I got you some giveaways for your new time slot on Saturday. And I said, man, you're a good guy.
But that's a typical Olivero move, is tell you something, and if you don't then ask him about it later, he'll never do it.
Here's what happens when I ask him about giveaways. You want to hear what he says to me? Oh, if you need a crutch that bad, I'll get you some tickets.
Yeah. See, that's it.
Yeah, he knows we needed one really bad, so he was there.
Yeah, he's old school, man. He's old school promo guru, and he loves to say that to people. Oh, okay, well, you don't have enough content, you need to give something away, that's fine. And I get it. It's your first night on real radio. You definitely need giveaways. Yeah. What are you guys giving away tonight?
I feel almost bad saying it now.
No, it's probably something great. WrestleMania? What do you got, you sons of bitches? Yes,
we have a pair of WWE Raw tickets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice guess.
And,
probably got tickets to one of my next shows.
Tickets to the next big thing as well.
That's good, man.
And tickets to your next show.
No, you don't have. Yeah, I think the last giveaway he gave me was Carrot Top for 2019. Yeah, anybody want to see Carrot Top in 2019?
I feel like the dynamic between us has really changed since the hallway a little bit ago.
You're good, man. I'm excited. I'm going to be listening to you guys on my trip to the Epicurean for the big food battle. But I think everybody is really. I've noticed on Twitter and Facebook, people are freaking out. They're so excited for your debut, much more than they were for mine.
We appreciate those 7 people too.
Yeah.
Mostly my mom.
I always, dude. You're gonna learn. Self-deprecation is the way to go in radio and in entertainment. You know, of any kind of form. I had a guy tell me that the other day at the day job. He walks up and he goes, "Johnny B, I'm a big fan." This guy Lance, I remember names. And I said, wow, you're the sixth one. And he goes, today? And I go, no.
No,
no, man. You're the sixth one, bro.
Well, it makes it easier with all the hate that comes from all the other places. If you do it to yourself a little bit, I think it eases the pain.
You beat him to the punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I landed my girlfriend. I met her online. I met her for dinner. And yeah. She walked up, and I go, I am just a large, giant piece of crap. You're going to love this meal. My crotch is sweaty. What's your name? Yeah, and it worked out. She's still living with me. It's so weird. So you're going to come in. How many benchmarks do you have prepared?
We actually have, with 2 hours, we essentially have two benchmarks.
That's good.
Yeah, so some other things that are coming from the podcast, some benchmarks of sorts that we are going to transfer here, some things that will be very friendly for Bone TV, so I would encourage people to log in the second hour especially. And we've got a lot planned. I don't want to give away too much, but I would expect some of the things that you've heard on the podcast, obviously a little cleaner in some aspects.
Of course.
But I'm excited, man. We couldn't be any more ready. And I'm also, outside of just us, if it wasn't us, I might be a little butthurt. But I am also just excited that there is live local radio happening, you know, in abundance on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about to me and the opportunity. Considering, like you said, this is a business where opportunities do not come about very often.
You know how many people, real radio personalities, media members that are without gigs right now, or what radio people like to term on the beach, mm-hmm. because, and that's a real term, on the beach. And then they tune in and they hear you guys and they're like, oh, no, that's cool, man. That's cool. No, I just grab some guys from the promo team because I don't have 30 years of experience.
but where did those guys start from, right?
Exactly. Yep. No. They feel that way. But the people the non-disgruntled folks, they see it as a unique opportunity. And I said this when I was being interviewed on Channel 44 a couple weeks ago. I said, look, what I'm doing is unheard of. And I want to be a guy that's an anomaly. I want to be a guy that loopholed in however I had to do it. I did it through stand-up comedy. Some people do it through other means. You guys are in. Now the ball is in your court. Now it's your Eminem moment. Now you get vomit on your sweater already. It's your mom's spaghetti. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This is your chance. You have it. And it's exciting, and I think you guys have all the potential in the world.
And I really do think it shows, you know, not only what we've done with the podcast and that we've built something for ourselves and the things that we've done with Drew Garabo and, you know, Jake's branching out and doing some stuff with Mike, but, I mean, we've been the guys up at 3:30 in the morning setting up a tent, in a racetrack parking lot. Like, the things that we've done were all to get to this moment. So although it hasn't been a long period of time, I think it shows that if you put in the work and you do what's right and, you know, there is a path for everybody.
And you guys are actually pretty good. Like, your podcast is good. You have a couple podcasts, and I've listened, and it's well-produced, and it's very, very good, to the point where I want to fire up my podcast again, and I want you guys to help me get the quality right, because although I have several years of experience, I really like the way you guys have integrated YouTube and the way you put it together. It sounds clean. It's really, really good, and I think this is going to be a great bridge into real radio, and you have people around you that actually give a crap. There's some good synergy within this station. It's not like normal radio stations where everybody's kind of trying to cut each other out and everybody's worried about who's moving up the ladder and who's not moving up the ladder.
I mean, I think that's still there.
It's there to some extent, but from what I have heard through the stories of other radio companies and stations, it's a lot better around here as far as guys getting along, because we're a bunch of type A personalities and everybody wants to be the best. And everybody can't be the best. So all you can do is be the best from 6 to 8 to 9, or tonight. And then hopefully you get the call back for next week. So
that's the plan.
In the parking lot.
That's how I did it. They let me in for one weekend in the middle of the night on the weekend. And then the next week I called them and said, can I do that again? And at the time it was Shark before John Brennan. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. Come on and do it again. It's literally how I did it. It was like one of those things where I just kept coming, and they let me do a show. dump that! They let me do a show, and to the point where I go, hey, can I get hired so I don't have to have the janitor let me in? And they go, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. And then, here I am still. So you guys are in, man. And if you, like I said, if you need anything from me, I don't know what kind of advice you would want, maybe what not to do. I would definitely want to help you out there. And, of course, Seth Kushner is in your corner. That guy, to me, is the best producer ever in radio. So you have all the resources.
Yeah, we really do. And they're a group of people specifically, mostly stemming from the Drew Garabo live show. But even, you know, we put out our first podcast almost a year to the day, literally. I think it's 4 days off from a year to the day. And after that first show, Galvin reached out to us and said, I listened. I really like what you guys do. You know, I'm going to put a bug in John Brennan's ear.
So, nice.
And that's just from listening to what we did, you know, and he owes us nothing, and nobody does in this business especially. So we're ready, man. We've worked hard, and it's all led up to this moment. And I've been doing this for longer than these two.
Yeah.
So for me, really, it really is a long time coming, and I'm ready to seize
awesome,
the day.
Awesome, dude, man.
John's
well,
coattails are quite comfortable.
Yeah. I'm very excited for you guys, and I'll be listening intently, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Let's go out with some inspirational music. Whenever I feel as if I need to be motivated, this is what I cue up for myself on my iPod and whatever listening device I'm using. There you go. You're going to make it, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Daniel yeah. Larusso is going to fight.
He is going to fight. I hate this goddamn bike. I just want to go home. I just want to go home. Thanks, guys, for coming in. This is a great passing of the torch here, the baton, if you will. Your show is coming up in just around 12 minutes. So,
gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up, man. Don't throw up. Thanks, everybody, tuning in tonight. Thank you to Eric Young, the Voodoo Chef, for calling in. Thank you, Pants, for being here.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Anna Hummel, for being Anna Hummel.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Isaiah, for saying words that we understood from time to time.
Hey, anytime.
And everything you do behind the scenes, buddy. You're the man. Thank you, Roland Mizell, for hanging out and being a good part of the show today. Thanks to everybody else in the station. Thank you to Isaiah's mom and a delicious pie of hers. So good. Never change. Stay golden, Pony Boy. We're going to make way now for the debut of the Crowded Takeover. I almost said a crowd table. Really, but thanks a lot, guys. Have a great night, and don't touch that dial. I mean, why would you? It's stupid. It's been the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Have a great weekend.